things at once. So the solution is usually be aware of the bias, plan ahead for it, and try and slow down.
Shankar, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.
That's NPR's Shankar Vedantam. We'd like you to contribute to your local public radio station, but before you do, just think about the millions of people who've listened to his podcast, Hidden Brain.
Support for Hidden Brain comes from Eli Lilly and Company. For 140 years, Lilly has been dedicated to uniting caring with discovery to make life better for people. Information on how the people of Lilly turn inspiration into action is at lillyforbetter.com.
This is NPR News.
And this is Morning Edition on WYLL AM 580. I'm Jim Meadows in for Brian Moline. Brian will be back on Monday. Coming up, the Marketplace Morning Report plus the opening market report. Bill Mayer from Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign will be in to take a look at the commodity prices. Right now, 49 degrees outside our studios at Friends Plaza in Urbana.
I'm Tom Ashbrook. Coming up on the next On Point, election earthquake. President-elect Trump, Clinton's stunning defeat, protests and calls for unity. Our weekly news roundtable goes behind the headlines. Plus, we sit down in Chicago with former Secretary of Education Arne Duncan. He's trying to tackle Chicago's violence with jobs. That's coming up on the next On Point from NPR.
Weekday mornings from 9 until 11 on AM 580.
Forecast calls for sunny skies in the morning, then becoming partly sunny with a high of 55. Northerly winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour today, winds gusting up to around 25 miles per hour. Mostly clear and colder tonight, the low around 30. Right now, cloudy skies, 48 degrees at Willett Airport, mostly sunny and 48 at Decatur, and sunny and 47 at Mattoon. It's 8:51.
More on the Donald Trump bet in the financial markets.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Emerald Data Solutions, makers of Board Docs. Now with over 2,000 subscribers, Board Doc Solutions help more governing bodies than ever improve their effectiveness. BoardDocs.com. And by Baird, a financial partner guiding families, businesses, communities, and institutions since 1919. RWBaird.com has more information.
From Marketplace, I'm David Brancaccio. The heavy equipment maker Caterpillar is trying to reduce near-term expectations that spending on fixing expensive stuff that's broken in America, infrastructure, will suddenly boost its bottom line, perhaps someday, but not now. Cat stock, though, is up about 10% higher than it was before the election. With that and more, let's turn to Susan Schmidt, Senior Vice President and Portfolio Manager at Westwood Holdings Group in Dallas. Morning, Susan.
Everyone in the market is very excited that there might be some infrastructure spending. And now we're finally starting to see an incoming administration really talk it up and talk about that actively. At the same time, remember that we're still getting earnings reports from companies. So management teams are out there talking to the street and talking about the outlook. And what's interesting is we're starting to hear in the last couple of days, management teams coming out saying, yes, that's a great thing. Fiscal policy and all that infrastructure spend would be great, but it's not happening tomorrow.
Now, another sector that seems to be quite happy about higher inflation, higher interest rates is the banking sector, and people who invest in banking stocks have been buying even more.
Interest rates for banks are very important. You need to have a difference between long-term interest rates and short-term interest rates for banks to make money. With the 10-year going up to north of 2%, 2.10%, that's a great thing for banks because suddenly now banks have the ability to leverage that difference in interest rates. And then on top of that, we have the general perception that Trump is all for less regulation. And the banking industry has almost been in a stranglehold from the amount of regulation and oversight that's been put on it, and it hasn't tapered off at all. So now the fact that that might be tapering off and banks get a little more flexibility in moving, that's seen as very positive. So financial stocks have had a good run here these last 2 days.
All right. Thank you for this. Susan Schmidt at Westwood Holdings Group in Dallas. Thank you.
Thank you.
The bond market is closed for Veterans Day here, but not the stock market, where 21 minutes into trading. The Dow just turned down 6 points, S&P 500 down 0.4%, the NASDAQ Composite down 0.5%. Emerging markets are having a tough few days. Malaysia's stock market, for instance, fell 4%. Capital is already leaving some smaller economies on the bet that U.S. interest rates are going to rise. The price of copper is up 19% this week on wagers about Trump administration infrastructure plans aided by a friendly Congress. Also on Election Day, New Jersey, L.A., Atlanta, along with other state and local governments were able to get more than 30 measures passed to improve transportation. Marketplace's Andy Euler has some context.
When America first built its highway system, the federal government offered incredibly generous matching grants. For every dollar a state spent on interstates, the feds chipped in 9 more. But in recent years, Congress hasn't wanted to spend money on large transportation bills, which has created
this sort of legion of what we call self-help local governments, people in these local governments deciding to go it alone and to use more local taxes to try and fill in this gap.
That's Michael Manville. He teaches urban planning at UCLA. He says we pay for these projects nowadays through higher gas taxes and sales taxes. Dan Sperling is director of transportation studies at UC Davis. He says selling these measures often comes down to the wording.
They've all been written in such a way that they list specific projects. So it takes away the unease that some people have that they're just giving money to government and it goes into a black hole.
Voting for a tangible project suggests a certain level of government accountability. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Avalara, tax automation for businesses of all sizes. Avalara works to simplify sales tax and other business taxes with real-time rates and automatic filing. Learn more at avalara.com, avalara.com. And by Koch Industries. Koch employs over 60,000 people nationwide. Learn more at kochind.com. And by ADT, helping protect what matters most for over 140 years. The ADT yard sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. Learn more at ADT.com.
Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold, celebrating their 13th year as a major corporate underwriter of Illinois Public Media's ag programming and e-newsletter. AgriGold's support allows their customers and growers everywhere to receive quality ag information at no charge. More information on AgriGold can be found at AgriGold.com.
And the time is 8:56, 49 degrees outside our studios. Time for the opening market report and a look at the commodities with Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Jim.
And how are things looking on this Friday?
Well, we're kind of reversed here in soybeans. And first of all, happy Veterans Day to all the veterans, and thank you for your service for all those who have been in the military. We're off here this morning. December corn is down 2 3/4 right now at 340 3/4. That 340 area there of support on the December futures is pretty important. I think if we hold that, we hold above that this week. On November soybeans, or I'm sorry, January soybeans were at 991.5. That's down 6.5, and that's well off the high that we saw overnight. A few things going on in the currency markets here. The Chinese markets have fallen apart here from the time that we paused our markets this morning until we reopened at 8:30, and that's why we kind of reversed the soybeans. The Chinese yuan is at a 6-year low, and it's being devalued. There's a lot of talk that the commodities were going to get bought before the devaluation there, and I think that's kind of what we've seen happen here over the last week and some of the support that we've seen. What we see in the soybeans is the fact that the soybeans get sold on the highs, and when we fall off, the Chinese come in and buy, it seems like. The Brazilian real also is down today. It was down 5.5% yesterday, so it's down significantly. Now, that would probably make the Brazilian farmers a little bit more motivated sellers and could actually compete with us, but it also makes their soybeans higher down there, which helps support, I think, the soybeans here. So that's kind of where we're at as far as currencies go. I think that we've had a lot of activity in the currencies this week with the election and the outside markets, and actually today the dollar is a little bit higher, but we have to remember that versus the real, even though it's higher, it's actually showing the drop down there is more important, I guess, what I'm saying. So that kind of is where we're at today, Jim, and we'll see what next week brings.
Okay, Bill, thank you very much. Bill Mayer with Strategic Farm Marketing of Champaign, Illinois, our analyst this morning on the opening market report. Let's take another look at the weather forecast for today. Sunny skies turning into partly sunny skies later today. We're expecting a high of 55, north winds 10 to 15 miles per hour, gusting up to around 25 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear and colder, the low around 30. For tomorrow, sunny, the high 52. Saturday night, mostly clear, the low around 30. And sunny again on Sunday with a high of 55. Cloudy skies at Willett Airport, 48 degrees, 48 and mostly sunny at Decatur. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD1, Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.
Major funding for On Point is provided by GEICO, offering auto insurance coverage for cars, trucks, or SUVs, and providing 24/7 customer service. More information on auto insurance at geico.com or 1-800-947-AUTO.
From WBUR Boston and NPR, I'm Tom Ashbrook, and this is On Point. Donald Trump said he was going to win. A whole lot of people would not, could not believe it. The vote came in, the Electoral College count went its way, and Donald Trump will be the next president of the United States. In Trump country, there are high fives. In many cities, there are protests in the streets. In the U.S. and beyond, there are big questions about what a Trump administration will actually mean. It is a political earthquake. Up next on Point, our weekly news roundtable takes on the headline that has rocked the world. Donald Trump is president-elect. First, this news.